Hi, hello. So I haven't posted on GWA for a while, though I have been thinking about it. And I feel the inspiration now to do one of my signature ramble faps, which is me just talking about my life and then sort of sometimes masturbating in between. So that's what we're gonna do tonight, right now. And sort of because I was thinking about wanting to do this for a while, but then I was like, maybe later, maybe later. And that is so toxic, my maybe later mindset. So I've been doing this UX boot camp online, and so it's like I had a lot of fucking anxiety through this boot camp. And then so I get to like the final, like so close to graduation, and then my portfolio doesn't pass the review, and it's like, okay, I was sort of expecting this because I knew that like 30 to 40% of portfolios don't pass on the first go. But like looking at the reviewers' feedback, I was like, so like it was like they didn't even look at my portfolio. I was like, this feels so like disconnected and like. And so, like, there were places where you could give feedback on each case study because you needed three case studies in your portfolio, and they just put like feedback on general feedback about case studies in one and said like this applies to all of them. Like, you're not going to give me feedback on the other case studies specifically? Like, you don't give an F? I mean, come on. Whatever. So then you get like additional mentor sessions to like work with whatever and then revise and like whatever. That's fine. But like I am pissed. I'm pissed. Like, I spent winter break trying to like get my head around Webflow, and then I have like a portfolio that's on fucking Webflow, and like goddamn. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, oh, your portfolio has way too much text on it. No, it fucking goddamn does not. Like, look at other people's portfolios. Goddamn. 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 I am pissed. I am pissed. But arguably, you could be like, oh, glad. I'm so glad your boot camp rejected your portfolio because here you are. Here you are, sugar scones, recording your ramble fap. So that's that. I'm wearing tights right now. And I'm wearing like watermelon socks on top of the tights. So that's like a delightfully like wintry thing going on. So I think I'm gonna take my tights off. But like the watermelon socks are pretty fucking delightful. I did record the audio about getting fired last July, which was real, which happened, which fucking sucked. And I've been doing some freelance writing, editing work. It's not full time, but it's like something. And then I'm like, oh, question mark, do I want to be a UX designer? Question mark, question mark, question mark. So like, I figure since I'm sort of finishing this boot camp, I'll try to find a UX job. We'll see what happens. But then also, like, I showed my portfolio to someone I was talking to on Reddit, and he was like, wow, like, you look friendly. Like, I think you'll get a job because you look very friendly. I was like, I appreciated that. Like, yes, I am a friendly person. I'm very friendly and, like, jovial. Jovial, jovial, jovial. Okay, I took my socks off. Okay, come on, tights. Also, on Facebook, SureText is targeting me pretty hard, which is like, they're tights, but I think they're like unbreakable tights. That's what they're supposed to be. I mean, I'm interested in trying them, but I feel like I don't wear tights that much to like actually warrant buying a pair, but like, unbreakable tights sound like a very, like, something very cool. But yeah, okay. Tights are off. Cool. Okay, So of course I have like the existential question of like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? But we shall see. Okay, cool. So also, like, last May, I think it was May time, ? Last May, I met this dude on Reddit, and we hit it off in a way. Well, so it's like, when we first met, I didn't find him physically attractive. He had, like, this goatee that was not working for him at all. So after the first time we met, I was sort of like, okay, well, I'm probably gonna shut this down. But then I had an issue with mice in my apartment, and like, he was very kind in helping me and like getting traps and like being very emotionally supportive through that. And I was like, man, that hot man, like, I see you in a different light now. So so then, like, we started hanging out more, and, like, we hooked up, and, like, it was, like, very, very super hot and cold. Like, I was like, oh, okay, I'm done now. He's like, did I do something wrong? And I'm like, no. And I was just, like, having this thing in my head of, like, I feel like you want sex from me, or, like, sex stuff from me. I need, like, to give you enough to keep you interested, but I don't actually really want to do this, so, like, I don't know how to bridge this divide. So that was this sort of, I mean, and then we, like, were officially dating for a bit, and then, like, he broke up with me, and it was, like, fine, because I knew, like, he was trying to get a job somewhere else, and, like, whatever. So then, like, when we were friends with benefits, then I was more like, okay, I can be more into, like, having sex with you, which is strange. I don't know how that works. I mean, it's, like, the attachment principle, or, like, familiarity principle, that you're, like, hanging out with someone more. And so, I, like, he's still, like, not my type, right? But, like, it was okay to have sex with him, but I know it's not, like, that's not, like, the most flattering thing to say, like, it's adequate to have sex with someone. I mean, he did have a very nice bed. I think it was one of those, whatever, those beds you advertise, but, like, that have the, like, oh, you can move it up, and, like, whatever, like, what, drop eggshells on it. I mean, not exactly that, but the opposite, I don't know. So then, like, he got, you know, his job offer, and he was moving to the East Coast in October or late fall or whatever. So then I was like, you know, like, it was once he got the job offer and he accepted, I was like, because I had, like, been, like, holding, like, the actual intercourse, the actual sex off the table. Like, he was like, you know, like, he was like, oh my gosh, Leon liked me on Hinge. I think, like, I'm also so frustrated with Hinge. Like, so many low-quality people on Hinge like me, and I'm just like, ugh, why can't someone hot like me on Hinge? Why can't someone hot like me on Hinge? I came across this dude who was in my standout section on Hinge, which is, like, you know, you can only give, like, one rose a week to your someone in your standout section without having to pay for more roses. And, like, this dude, he hot, goofy, and, like, I was like, oh, please. And his profile picture, he captioned it, it was something like, awkwardly casual and casually awkward. And I was like, oh my god, you're perfect. You're fucking perfect. But so I sent him a rose and he didn't respond. So probably lost the ether. But man, he hot. He hot and cute. also probably very smart. I mean, so yeah, he seemed like the whole package, like the only standout I've really seen on Hinge, in the standout section on Hinge. Words talking, and also of like having all the sort of like just like, because now my mouth is sort of like dry because of all the talking. But then last Friday, I chanted for 2.5 hours. So because I did an online Kundalini training last year. And so a group of us still meet on Sundays and we chant and we just talk for about an hour, which is really cool because I really dig having that community and people to chant with and connect with. But so normally we meet on Sunday and we did meet today. But then we had like this additional of like, we on Friday we chanted 2.5 hours of long Ekong Kar, and that was like fucking intense, and I was just like, I was very surprised, like I was able to just like stay seated the entire time. My like eyes sometimes opened at the end and then I was like getting sort of impatient, but like, yeah, it was like very cool. Damn, Ekong Kar. So, but then, like, it's, then at the end, the point that I was bringing was, like, oh, I was so hoarse, you know, like, my voice after chanting for 2.5 hours, but here I've only been talking for 11.5 minutes. So, anyway, bringing it back to the story about my ex, so then, like, he was getting this job on the East Coast, and I was, like, fine, like, put your dick in my pussy. I mean, it wasn't actually that crass, but we were sort of crass sometimes. And so he had a Google Home, and we had this whole thing about, like, me hating on Google, but, like, actually secretly, like, loving Google, which maybe not true. So like, one time, I talked to his Google Home. I said to his Google Home, like, hey, okay, Google, play I'm a Slut. And I was just joking, right? I was like, I didn't even know there was a song called I'm a Slut. And then like Google played this like Lil Mariko song and I was like, damn, it's like, hey, hi, I'm a slut. I do what I want, don't give a fuck. Doesn't matter if your dick's cut. I always smile. I only swallow. I heard it's good luck. Or what, so like very, you know, like sex. And so like that became our song I'm a Slut by Lil Mariko. So then whatever, so like what, back to like, oh, he got a job, and then he was like, yeah, I got a bunch of sex toys on Amazon. I think these were like before we met, but like he bought a bunch of sex toys on Amazon, and then because like he bought so many sex toys on Amazon, the specific company he bought them from was like, oh, here are some vouchers to buy some more to get some free other sex toys from the same company. So he had like a shit ton of these sex toys. So then he like, whatever, it was the time, like I was like, hey, like, you know, I'm ready, like let's like I'm ready, you can, because, like, also, like, all the time, because he was, like, oh, my gosh, I really want to fuck you, I really want to fuck you, that he said that, like, a lot, and I was, like, no, not tonight, but then, whatever, that night was, it was the night, so I was, like, yeah, you know, I haven't had a dick inside me in, like, sort of a long time, so like, let's, I want to just, like, make sure I'm ready or whatever. So then he was like, oh, yeah, well, I have this, like, this sex toy, right? I mean, it's like a, you know, dildo rabbit type thing. Anyway, and he was like, okay, let's, like, use that, and then we can, like, see, like, if you're, you know, how that feels on your pussy before you put my dick in there. Again, probably not as crass. So that's what I'm holding now, because that was also his parting gift to me when he left. He was like, well, this has been in your pussy. I don't think he had used it before he I used it with him. So he was like, hey, like, you know, like, here you go. Like, this is yours, it's in your pussy, now this is yours forever. So that's what I have in my hand now. And let's get to work. It is purple, which is fun. So I'm gonna pull my underwear down. My underwear is a pink color, So I guess that's fun. I don't know why I made that like kissy gesture noise, but also I feel like sometimes like when I'm excited or whatever that I talk loudly, and I hope like my neighbors don't hear this, because I don't know, that's weird. Okay, my underwear is taken off. Here we go. Here is the power button. Okay, I don't exactly know how this works, but we shall try. Okay, I think it's moving a little. Okay, cool. I think I'll just I think I'm gonna turn the toy off, actually. Like, I feel like I should just start with my fingers first, because it's like real, you know, as a person. So I am wet though. I am a little wet though. That's positive. So he moved to the East Coast, and I was like, and then like he met someone on Reddit who's, he's like, oh my gosh, God. And then he's gonna like fly to see her in March. I'm like, cool. But like also I was sort of like annoyed. I mean, I'm happy for him, but also like a little annoyed, because like why did he find someone else before I found someone else? Like why? Like I mean, I'm way hotter than him. I mean, like way hotter physically. And obviously like, you know, different people like different things, but like I think for like from an objective standpoint, like I'm like, yeah, like more physically attractive than he is, but like I think he has his shit together more than I do. I mean, he got a new job, you know, he's you know, putting that money away to do stuff and be a good money person, money manage your money well, I don't know, but like, I mean, and he's a nice person, he's a nice guy, yeah, I mean, I'm not like putting it against him, I just like, and like the whole thing is like I never saw myself like getting married to him, and that was like where his mind was at. I mean, it's where my mind is at too. Like, you know, I'm 30. Like, someone put a baby in me ASAP, right? I mean, like, not like, obviously I don't want some rando to put a baby in me, but like, you're, you know, a dude who's like between 5'10" and like 6'5", and like, you're smart and you like me and you respect me and like we laugh and we goof and like we fall in love, like, okay, dude, yeah, 100%, like, put a baby in me. And also, like, I know I was very specific about height here, but like I'm okay with like shorter dudes. I mean, I myself am only like 5 feet or 5'1" if I'm pushing it. So, yeah, like, we weren't a match, and it's, like, we, like, I know, like, I wouldn't want to be married to him, but it is just that sort of, like, nagging jealousy and me wishing that, like, I found someone first, but, yeah, that's that, I mean, and also I think it's, like, the piece of, like, the loneliness aspect of it as well, because, like, when he was, when he was here in Chicago, like, we, like, hung out all the time. And, like, my phone, which I never told my actual address to, like, assumed my home was his home. Because I, like, my phone was there so much because I spent so much time there. So, I don't know, feelings. But just, you know, I'm trying to resolve to, like, be more consistent with my yoga practice. Maybe, you know, like, post more audios, just, like, explore my sexuality, you know? And so, like, I'm rubbing my clit right now, like, with my index finger and my middle finger. And that's happening, just so you know. It feels, like, a little raw in some way, but not, like, a bad way, but just, like, oof. If you were curious, my nails are painted right now, and they're blue, so that's a fun color. Blue. I think it's, like, a robin's egg blue. I don't know. What is even a robin's egg blue? I can even just, like, Google this right now. Isn't that funny? Like, also, when you're talking about, like, my ex, and then being like, oh, like, blah, blah, you actually secretly like Google, even though you say you hate Google, and, like, whatever, the page that's open on my laptop is Google, so I don't know. Oh, God. Okay, Robin's egg blue. This is so funny, trying to, like, type on my computer, type on my laptop, and rub my clit at the same time. This is, like, Robin. This is, you know, like, this whole thing of, like, patting your head and, like, rubbing your stomach. Okay. No, I mean, maybe it's, no. I mean, so maybe a little darker than Robin's egg blue, but I don't know. Oh, my God. Okay, hello. I feel like I'm rubbing my clit, but I'm not getting wetter, which, like, I'm a little confused about, but I'm not, like, I will just continue, and we will see what happens. So, like, I feel like also just, I think in general, like, disconnected from myself sexually. I mean, I think, like, this has been something that I felt for a while where it's like, you know, like, yeah, I've never had an orgasm, but, like, I'm sure I will someday. Maybe I should, like, wait to, like, have a partner, like, who will help me figure it out, but, like, blah, 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 like, pushing my sexual exploration to, like, another day, which it's not necessarily, like, so now I'm using the vibrating function to, like, vibrate on my clit. Fantastic. Because sometimes manual work is just, like, too manual. Who wants to do manual work? I mean, I guess some people do. I mean, like, also I do find, like, data entry to be, like, meditative, you know, like, very doing this, but also I can get very, like, wanting to double check myself and triple check myself, and then I get crazy sometimes with data entry, so, like, that's not a super positive thing either, but, yeah, here I am on my bed, oof, just, it vibrating. Okay, I want it to vibrate more. Is this vibrating more? Oh, yeah, that one. That is the button for vibrating more. Oof, oof. Okay. Oh. My burgers are fun. And so, like, right now, I have a lot of hair on my pussy. I've shaved it sometimes. I mean, I think there are like photos on my profile here, where it's shaved. But like, I really like the comfort of it, like having hair. You know, like hello, I am an adult woman. Oof. Okay. I just like I really like really want someone to put a baby in me like yesterday. I think I would be, I mean, I want to say I would be a good mom, but like I don't know if like I would actually be a good mom, because like I imagine I would get sort of frustrated. So, but like all moms get frustrated. I know. It's so, but I did a yoga teacher training program. It was a few years ago. I think it was like 2017. But anyway, we did this thing where we had to wear like pregnancy bellies, and then like a lot of the other girls in the training commented like, "Wow, like that looks really flattering on you, like you look really good like that." And I'm like, yeah, like I think I would look really good pregnant. So sort of squeezing the edge of my pillow here. And I'm also like pointing my toes a little bit too. Okay. So, focusing on the clit there, but like, let's navigate some this into my pussy. We'll see. And that was sort of the whole thing with my ex when he had sex. It was like, oh yeah, like, let's make sure this fits. But, like, I'm, like, very tight. So, that's a thing. Woof. I'm just like being careful here, I guess. Oof. Okay. So it's like in there and it's like vibrating inside my pussy. Okay. Got you. That's fun. Just letting it, you know, like vibrate there inside of me. All the vibration. Isn't it crazy that, like, there's the vibration in the world? This, like, sound is vibration, and, like, objects are held together because, like, shit is vibrating. Blah, blah, blah. How foundational vibration is. Okay, so I pulled it out for a sec. I was, like, almost scared that it wasn't gonna come out. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, don't put stuff up that's not gonna come out. Oof. So, like, again, like, man, please, fuck me and put a baby inside me. Oh my god. I just like want to be filled with dick. I mean, like, I've never had sex with someone who wasn't wearing a condom, and, like, I would love to. Like, please just, like, oh my god, please just come inside me. Like, I wanna, like, really feel, like, the feeling of, like, come inside my pussy, and, like, the question of, like, oh my gosh, is that gonna create life? Is that, like, is, like, a little sperm there gonna swim and be successful there? Like, oh, the wonder, like, who knows? I don't know, it's insane, like, the miracle of birth. Miracle of birth. Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's like, well, I do really want to get fucked. It's like this, like, this action, like, those thing inside my pussy isn't, like, as, like, you know, pleasurable as the clip thing. So that's that for this moment. Like, let's just, like, let's just clit it up, bro. Like, what? I don't know. Why is this? This is, like, weird. This is a weird rhythm right now. I don't need that. That's weird. Stop rhythming. Okay, here you go. Hello. The clit is a many splendor thing, so. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So done. That was my exploration for the day, which is, like, more exploration than I've done lately. So that's that. Recorded this. Hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you thought. Good night, or hello, or good morning, or good afternoon, wherever you are.